ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Nebraska, pressure by Republicans growing on state lawmakers to alter the Electoral College process to winner-take-all instead of dividing the share between candidates who win in different districts. ABC News has learned former President Trump spoke briefly with key Republicans in the state when GOP Senator Lindsey Graham visited the state this week.
Two sources confirmed to ABC News that Trump spoke by phone with a state senator, a Republican in Nebraska. He's trying to persuade the state to stop splitting its electoral votes and award all five to whichever candidate wins the popular vote in the state.
ABC's Brian Clark. Early in-person voting began Friday in Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Voters lining up in Virginia to cast ballots until early voting ends on November 2nd ahead of Election Day. Israeli forces struck a school in northern Gaza today. The IDF says it was targeting a Hamas command center located in what used to be a school. The health ministry says at least 22 were killed. This is ABC News. The investigation continues into the shooting death this week of Kentucky Judge Kevin Mullins. He was killed in his chambers. A local sheriff, Sean Steins, is now charged with his murder.
The motive still under investigation. Steins and Mullins are no strangers to each other. The sheriff was a former bailiff in the judge's courtroom. But just 3 days before the shooting, Steins was deposed in a federal lawsuit, a former inmate accusing him of failing to adequately train and supervise a former deputy who sexually abused her in 2021 in the judge's chamber. The former deputy was sentenced in a criminal case earlier this year after he pleaded guilty to the sex crimes. The civil complaint does not allege the judge was aware or did anything wrong.
ABC's Faith Abube. In Germany, Oktoberfest officially kicked off today with the mayor of Munich tapping the first beer keg. Security this year stepped up in the wake of the August Nike attack northwest of Munich. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently an overcast 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. This afternoon's forecast calls for partly sunny and quite warm with isolated showers and thunderstorms likely to pop up. Highs reaching around 84 today. For tonight, thunderstorms likely, but showers expected to linger throughout the evening. Lows dropping to around 59. For Sunday, a 50% chance of light rain in the morning, then mostly cloudy and cooler with highs only reaching around 68. Decreasing clouds and cool on Sunday night, lows dropping to around 45. And for Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, highs reaching around 69 degrees. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at an overcast 77 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s.
J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roasts, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. On Thursday evening at approximately 8 o'clock, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle rollover crash in the town of Viroqua. Carter J. Holmes, 17, of Viroqua, was driving north on County Road J near Rockwood Road. The roadway was wet and the operator lost control. The vehicle left the roadway, overturned, and came to rest upright in a field. Holmes and two passengers, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, sustained minor injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare by private vehicle. Assisting the Vernon County Sheriff's Office were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson would like to commend the youths for wearing their seatbelts. Seatbelts most certainly save lives, and this case was likely no exception. Sheriff Torgerson would also like to highlight the dedication of the wonderful first responders for their quick response. A student displayed a pellet gun near a South Central Wisconsin high school. Sauk Prairie police say the suspect pulled out the firearm during a Thursday afternoon disturbance outside of Sauk Prairie High School. No shots were fired and no one was injured. The youth is being held in a secure juvenile detention facility. He faces charges of making terroristic threats, possession of a facsimile firearm, and disorderly conduct. Nathan Hale High School in West Allis was a recent target, with a Kenosha High School facing several issues this week, too. Schools in the state are dealing with a new wave of threats, with the Wisconsin Department of Justice reporting unverified threats to dozens of districts. The State Office of School Safety has logged over 100 threats in this current wave. Investigators have yet to identify those making all of the calls. Dozens of threat calls last year were determined to have come from outside of the country. The 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show continues today in Viola. There is an arts and crafts mercantile across from Banker Park from now until 5 o'clock this evening. Exhibits will be on display at the community building until 4. The parade steps off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Kidshe Kids pedal pull and a chess tournament will take place after the parade around 2 o'clock. The four-wheel drive, truck, and tractor pulls will be held at 3. A ceremony will take place during the pulling events. Keith Durst is an organizer for the truck and tractor pulls.
For the past 2 years, we've inducted 3 people into the Hall of Fame on Saturday evening, primetime at fluctuates between classes, but approximately 7:30, we do have three more inductees going into the Hall of Fame this year, and we stop the poll and give our inductees the time to enjoy and watch our fans enjoy it as well.
Musical entertainment will be featured this evening. Jory Campbell is president of the Horse and Colt Show.
The Monty Burger Band, that's the annual dance. They have quite the following, too. There will be a little bit of a small concession in there for their following crowd that doesn't want to actually partake in the fair stuff.
Monty Burger will be performing at the community building from 6 until 10, and the tradesmen will perform at the polling grounds after the poll. The drawing for the raffle will take place at 10 o'clock downtown in the raffle tent. Mr. Ed's Midway Rides, as well as food stands and concessions, will be all day at the 93rd Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, today in Viola. General admission is free and no carry-ins are allowed. More information can be found at the Viola Horse and Colt Show Facebook page. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet will be held tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. A buffet dinner will be served at 6:45. Matt Schneider is vice president of the Muscadet Chamber.
Along with your ticket cost does include a buffet dinner of steak and fish, along with a lot of great sides, and then entry in our grand prizes and door prizes as well.
After the meal, there will be a live auction, and throughout the evening, there will be a silent auction and raffles, all featuring unique and remarkable items. Ticket prices to the fall opener are $50 per person, or $90 per couple. Tickets can be purchased online at muscadetchamber.com or at the event. All proceeds from the fall opener banquet will be used to fund future Muscadet Chamber of Commerce projects. Also during the evening, a special announcement will be made.
We do announce our Citizen of the Year at the event, so we're excited to make that announcement to just add a little bit to the event.
All are welcome to attend at the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. Doors open at 5 o'clock. More information can be found on the Muscadet Chamber website.
Back to school time is driving time for so many students. Hi, this is Sean, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. It's time to get your car checked over for the fall and winter season and get a tune-up, oil change, alignment, or maybe a new set of tires. Stop by and see us at 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. And you'll be sure to get courteous, quality, professional service on your imported domestic car, truck, or SUV. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, people who care about your car.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO News Time is 12:14. Now that the school year is underway, there are many college students and even some parents searching for a good paying job that works well with their schedules. Those seeking employment should be cautious of jobs offered through a particular app. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is about fake job scammers using WhatsApp to entice people. And it's about those students who might be looking for that fall employment now that they're back in school. So something with less hours, and parents who have kids going back to school or maybe looking for some more flexibility while their young ones are in school. And so they could be enticed by work that pays well and requires minimal time commitment. And online jobs sound like they fit the bill, but unfortunately, many of these offers are sent by scammers hoping to just steal your private information, and there's no job on the other end.
Certain jobs offered through texts and apps like WhatsApp can be very enticing, with the purpose to lure in a job seeker to steal personal information.
What this looks like is, imagine getting a text message with a job offer that pays hundreds of dollars a day for doing remote work. There are red flags. The company hiring is a mystery. The message only specifies an age requirement for the job. And most suspicious of all is they ask you to text them your social security number. And if you send your personal information to a stranger, you're likely just putting yourself at risk for identity theft. And again, most of these scams that we've seen coming through are happening through WhatsApp. And so we want people to just be really cautious, because I know we've talked about different job scams over the years.
Sometimes job scammers will hold fake online interviews to get your personal information.
They try and make everything look legitimate by going to that whole phase of getting you into maybe a Google room to hold that interview. And they may claim some technology problems during the interview as to why you can't see them or different connections, but they're going to want you to, quote, fill out their applications where you're going to hand over that personal information.
If you see a tempting job offer on an app or through a text, Michelle Reinen recommends what to do to avoid being scammed.
Just a reminder that while these things can seem very tempting and often come through different apps or unexpected texts, don't click on links or respond to unexpected texts. Do your research to validate that the company is legitimate and that the job available is legitimate before you fill out any applications. And then go so far as to block unwanted text messages. On your smartphone, you can go into your settings and do that call blocking app so you don't get those unwanted texts and phone calls.
Remember, if you suspect a scam or have been scammed, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email, or you can go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, is being held today and tomorrow. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The Hill and Valley Explorations Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy. 19 vendors are participating this year. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held today and tomorrow, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. You are encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all of your farm fresh purchases. The tour will be held, rain or shine. Frank's Hill Effigy Mound site will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox this evening. Fall officially begins at 7:43 tomorrow morning. You are invited to join a gathering at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire this evening to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise tomorrow morning. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. You may also visit the site during the day to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 o'clock this evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6 tomorrow morning to view the sunrise. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. To learn more about the equinox event or for directions, you can visit the Three Eagles Foundation website or Facebook page. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, insured, they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held next Saturday, September 28th at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Beer will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center on Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Bob Schmitz is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, two children, Michelle, Shelley Schmitz, and Mike Adler of Middleton, and Todd Schmitz and Carrie Melinda of Brooklyn, one granddaughter, two sisters, Patty Eckhoff of Cottage Grove, and Shirley Cutting of Excelsior, Minnesota, along with many nieces, nephews, friends, and co-workers. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job. It's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. David and Karen Dagenhart, Craig and Nita Rudy, Nikki and Swaroop Lucas, Roger and Teresa Bone, and special 50th anniversary wishes go out today to Chet and Karen Sunwalt, and Kathy and J.R. Hamby. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a warm day once again, feeling like summer here across the area. Of course, the fall equinox hits at 7:43 tomorrow morning, and will turn more fall-like the next several days as well as a cold front marches through. This front is starting to cause some showers already as of midday from eastern Minnesota through much of northwest Wisconsin, and a lone thunderstorm is being found over northeast Iowa as well. Best chance of getting rain for us here would be this evening as the main cold front approaches, and that would continue through early tomorrow morning and then gradually end from west to east. It looks like the rain totals could vary between about a quarter inch and three quarters of an inch generally across the region. We are expecting that cooler north wind to come in tomorrow, stick around into the early part of the work week, but generally a lot of high pressure to deliver dry air, so we should see a fair amount of sunshine. Looks like any additional storminess will likely pass off to the south and east of Wisconsin in the early to mid part of the week. So the rest of today, partly sunny and unusually warm yet, with a high of 84, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, southeast to south wind up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, some scattered storms likely through about midnight, then some lingering showers, low at 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of light rain in the morning, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 60s, north wind around 10. Sunday night, decreasing clouds and cool, low in the mid-40s. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high 69 degrees. As we head into Tuesday, a few more clouds and still fall-like, low in the mid-40s with a high of 68. Wednesday, mainly sunny and milder, low 46 with a high of 74. Thursday, even warmer and mostly sunny, low in the upper 40s with a high near 77. And a beautiful day coming up Friday, mostly sunny and warm, low 50, high near 78. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at a partly sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed of about 3 miles per hour out of the west-southwest. Barometer reading of 29.84, and we just had a slight light shower of rain roll through past the WRCO radio station. No measurable precipitation to report, though, so far. Yesterday's high reached 84 degrees. Our morning's low was 53. We had a record high in 1908 of 89 degrees, record low in 1956 of 26 degrees. Last year's high reached 81 with a low of 58. The sun will set today at 7:01 and rise tomorrow at 6:48. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a partly sunny 76 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
what's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Yeah.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. How are we doing today? Yep, had to play that tune because, you know, it is the 21st of September. First time I've had a chance to actually play that tune on the appropriate day, and I'm so proud of myself. I can reach around and pat myself on the back. Good job, Chris. Good job. Nice programming. Thank you. Earth, Wind, and Fire with September. These are the Babies with a tune called Isn't It Time?
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind.
Finally found the answer to the question.
from the year of my birth, 1961. Those are the Tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Reached all the way to number one that year in 1961. Had been covered by a number of different artists prior to the Tokens. The Weavers released it 10 years prior under the title Wemoweh. And published by Folkways Music Company. Actually, the very first recording was by Solomon Linda under the title Mabubwe from the South African Gallo Record Company. Original lyrics were written in Zulu, spelled Z-U-L-U. Here are the Young Rascals with Good Lovin'.
1, 2, 3.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor.
Now, can you tell me?
Young Rascals with Good Lovin', song that reached all the way to number one in 1966. All right, it's time to take a break and hear from our commercial sponsors real quickly. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. They would include Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, and Schmidt Woodland Hills. Thank you very much to each of our sponsors this afternoon. So we will take a quick break and hear from some of them. And when we come back, we've got a little bit of Ray Charles, who is doing What I Say.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family here.
Thanks for listening to WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Listen anytime to WRCOFM 100.9, online at WRCO.com, or on the free Civic Media app.
Hey, hey, all right.
Ray Charles and his band and the Raylettes with What I Say. Fantastic tune. Great, great drum work on that recording. Here are a little bit of Les Paul and his lovely wife, Mary Ford, with Vaya Con Dios.
The end is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
Nobody does it better.